32, the laws of writing the tefillin, we're up to Seif Yud Ches, 18. That's the section 18. And previously we were talking about, well, writing over a hole, it could be problematic. If there is a hole in the parchment and you're writing over it in a way that that hole is recognizable, then that could be a problem because the letter is split into two and we need each letter to be surrounded by parchment, and because you have that hole, it sort of interrupts, and even if there is enough of the letter over there, but there is no parchment around this. But today, in section 18, he gives you a qualifies this, and he says like this: V'chol zeh benekev hanase nase koydem aksiva. The discussion that we said before that it would be no good is with regards to a hole that has been there before the writing, and you're writing over the hole. That's when we have the problems that we were discussing. But, which means, Shabishas Ksiva, at the time that you wrote it, Kvarhi Mufsekas Al Yidei HaNekev, it was already broken up, it was already split through the hole, split the letter. You didn't have a whole letter. Ve'ein Tamu Shlema, and it's not a whole, complete letter. Avol Im Hoyso Ksiva Tamu Kilchoso. It happens, Avol Im Hoyso Ksiva Tamu Kilchoso. If originally he wrote it, okay, the words were written, he wrote it correctly. Ve'achakach Eide Bonekev, and then there's a hole that happens into the parchment. So it was originally written correctly, but later on the hole is now inside of the parchment.
What causes the hole? The pen?
No, well, time. Sometimes the parchment rubs out over time. It gets, it's weak.
Yeah, it's stretched.
To begin with, but various different things can happen to it. Sometimes somebody can poke it by an accident. Oh, whatever, but there happens a hole. It does happen. So what happens is like this: Afal pi shanef nekev mafsik kol oivi hois. Even though that the hole is interrupting the entire thickness of the letter, may aver leaver, from one side to the other side, v'nidoes chaluka l'shtayim, and it appears to be split into two. So, if you're seeing over here in the picture, we're talking about, if you look at figure 7 over here in the picture, so you see, like, there's the hole at the head, the roof of the Dalet,
right.
And there's a hole over there, and then there's a little bit of smudge left on the other side. So now you see mamish like it's split into two. So we're saying like this: Im yesh bishir ba'orko sha'ad hanekev. If the length of the roof of the dalet in this case has enough length, kishir hechsher oizu, it has the amount which makes this kosher. Belit seiruf mashe mahanekev ulamato. You don't need that extra little ink which is on the left side, on the other side, in order to make it enough of a size of a letter. Mashe mahanekev ulamato. What is from the hole and further down and below after the hole, then it is kishedah. Then it's kosher. Now, to me again, I asked last time, but I'm just wondering, if this is just a dalet, then you just have just a little blob, a little smudge of ink in a parchment. That doesn't, if you have a parchment and you have letters and then in the middle you just have a little line of ink in there, which doesn't mean anything. It's not a letter, it's not nothing. Doesn't seem that would bother us, because he doesn't say to scrape it off yet. Maybe you'll have to scrape it off.
Remember we talked about, though, there was still enough parchment around the entire letter.
In this case, it doesn't matter, because when you wrote it, it had, and now that doesn't matter that it doesn't have that. That's understood. But now the question becomes, you have a letter dalet, But at the other side of the letter dal, at the end of it, because you have a hole, you have another little smudge over there, and so you just have like a little piece of ink over there, a little drop of ink over there, which isn't doing anything. It's not a letter. It's not doing anything. I'm not sure. You may need to scrape that off. I'm not sure. Maybe you have to scrape off that part. Let's go weiter. Even if there isn't enough up till the hole, but that would be that the hole is not interrupting the entire thickness of the letter, but from the thickness is left over a very thin hole strip on the side of the hole. If you look in figure 8 over here, so you can see
it occupies the whole thing.
That's right. But right above the leg, the roof of the dalet, above the leg there's one thin strip that longs across. But other than that, now if you took away the spot of the hole, right, you don't have the size of the letter dalet. There's no dalet over there, right? There's no letter dalet over there. But that's not true. There's no letter dalet. Why? Because that thin strip on the bottom really qualifies enough as a roof for the letter dalet. You don't need to be thick. It's not a requirement. So he says, if it's left for had he made the thickness so thin to begin with, that would be kosher.
It's still recognizable as a dalet, right?
Not only because recognizable, but the point is, there are no shear for thickness of the letters. Any level of thickness is enough. So it's a dalet. No matter how thin the roof is, no matter how thin it is, there is no shear in the thickness.
But if you look in the Torah, they're all the same.
Yeah, okay, thicker. But that's what you write. But we're talking about halachically, and in this case, he has a problem because he doesn't have, there's a hole over there, and there's no way what happens over there. But the halacha is there's no shear for the thickness of the letter. The yochel asoysun dak k'meshe yirse. You can make him as thin as you wish. Okay, so that's it. Now we'll do section 19, Sifu test.
Question.
Yes.
Arms that are left on top of the roof.
Right. What happens with them? That's extra ink.
Okay. That's
now, I'm not sure, again, I'm not sure, and I've said this before, also, I'm not sure whether, we'll see soon, whether that needs to be scraped down. Because, like now, it's like a funny dalet.
Yeah.
Even though the thickness, but you have a blotch on the right, a blotch on the left, it's just like extra. I'm not sure what happens with that. Maybe that needs to be scraped off. It doesn't talk about it yet.
So what you're saying is there really is no defined way that the dalet or any of the letters have to be as long as they're recognizable as the Hebrew letter.
No, that's not, that's we're going to learn the whole thing that they are.
Well,
but the thickness, all what we said now is, the thickness is a non-issue because any thickness is kosher. If you wrote very thin, that would be kosher.
But the modern script that the Israelis use is a little bit different than this.
Yeah, well, this is the Ksav Ashuri, this is the Ksav of the Torah, this is different. So now, as you test, Sif Yutas, section Yutas, V'kamo hu shiur hechsher oyrecha oisyeh shenifsuku benekev. What is the shiur that we can make kosher that if you have a hole in the length of the letters that have a hole? So take a look in figure 9. So you have the letter hey, the right leg. You have a leg that was cut off over there, and now it's a short letter. So how long is the length that it can be shortened to? Im nifsiko regel hayimonis shel hey, if the right leg of the hey has been taken off, v'kayotzeba, or similar to the letter, which is kigoin horeish or hadalad, whether it's the reish or the dalet, v'nishtayer mimeno lemailo mihanekev, and left of that leg above the hole was left kimloy ois kitano, it has the size of a small letter, Shehi Yud. In other words, if there's enough of a Yud and left over there, that's kosher. That's kosher. The minimum size of the right leg of the Dalet, of the Reish, of the Hay, the minimum size is that that should fit a small letter, a Yud should be there. So that would be that, and then as long as there's left over like a small Yud, that would be okay. Kshedah. Avolim nifsaka regel hasmolish shel hay. But if the left leg of the hay, that bottom, that left leg, as we see in figure 10, so we have, there's, it goes, it's like an upside Yud over here, the hay, the bottom hay. So what happens here is it's cut off. So yesh imrim, there's those that say shafilu loy nishtayer mimenu elo kolshu, even if one drop was left of it. Like if you look in figure 11, you see that there was a hole over there, there's just one drop of left over there. So elo kolshu,
where that little dot?
Yeah, the little dot.
Thought that was dirt.
No, that's a little dot. I mean, that's a little. Bein lemayla mahanekev. In this case, it's above the hole. Or bein lemata mahanekev, or the hole is on top and that's below. You still have one blotch of ink over there. That would be okay if it's the left leg. Because the left leg is basically just a sign that it has something on that side. It's to distinguish basically between the dalet and the dalet and the hay, that the hay has something. So that would be that would be okay. But the yeshemrim, yeah.
But it, I thought it had to be looking like a yud and that one and
all. Yeah, well, that's lechatchila. That's the way it's written. But if it's not, we're going to see later on exactly how the letters have to be written. The exact shapes. So we're not that, doing that, yet. Right now we're talking about the holes, what's left over. Yeah. And there's no others that say that Sigam regel asmol is tzorich liyus kim lo yud. That even the left leg of the hay also still has to have at least the size of a yud. V'im lav, and if it doesn't have the size of a yud, psula, it's no good. V'chein halacha, that's the halacha. So the halacha is that only like in figure 10, where you have left over enough of the size of a yud, that would be kosher. But if it's like the figure 11, then it would not be kosher.
You can't differentiate what it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think that was a thing.
Right. It looks to me, it looks like a dalet. Like ink blot.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. All right, so you agree with Aloha? Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Aval im nikav toicha shel hay. What happens if the inside of the hay has been with a hole? Oishal mem. Now these are letters which the hay has inside it, and the mem is almost closed. Those are, you know, almost closed. The regular mem or the closed mem, the end mem, they're totally closed.
Right.
Inside them, kayyitzubahen, or and similar to these letters, afilu hanekev memali kol acholol. Even if the hole will fill the entire empty space, it's all one big hole in the place inside of it, and there's no parchment. So, you know, like we needed to be surrounded by parchment, but in the inside there is no parchment because the ink is right around the hole inside the letter, inside the mem or inside the hay. Kosher, that'll be kosher.
Yeah, because it's around the outside part, it's got to be all the...
No, but, well, in the beginning it would not be good. It's only because The point that we were saying here is
inside.
When you write, it has to be surrounded by the parchment.
Right.
But if it happens after you have written, then we don't care that it's not surrounded by parchment anymore.
So in the middle of the mem, the hole develops, it's there, and you write the letter around it.
You didn't have to write it. No, you can't write it. No, lechatchila, you can't write it. You can't write around the letter with it because you're not going to have a gevil. But here we're talking about it was written. Now it happens afterwards. Only it's afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, and the same thing is im ein hekev gevil klal le'ez oisim bachutz. If there is no surrounding of parchment to any letter of the outside, which means shem nikav shom nekav orech hamagia tzefaklav. Let's say that you have a long hole that's been punctured over there, which goes until the end of the parchment. So you have a hole starting from the letter,
yeah,
that goes all the way down to the end of the parchment.
Sure.
So now you have a rip over there, but you have a hole missing, and now you don't have parchment underneath the letter. It's ksher, it's kosher. Why? Kevon shehoisu mukefes klof mitchilosu b'shas haksiva. Since it had it was surrounded by this parchment in the beginning when you wrote it, so that's why it is okay. Avol im lo hoisu mukefes klol mitchilosu. But what happens if it wasn't surrounded to begin with? In other words, there was missing parchment, the hole inside the letter by the end, there was missing, so it never was, the letter when it was originally written was not written in a way that it had parchment all around it.
Originally.
Afal pi shehi aruka karoyi, even though it has enough length, like in figure 7. But if you wrote it that way, but it still has enough length to it to make a dalet, and it wasn't at all interrupted like with a hole. He gives you another example. Like you have the level of the Pshutis means these simple or those stretched out, because we have a chaf which looks like bent, that's called a folded chaf, or a nun which is folded. Then you have a chaf which goes down with the leg, a nun that goes down. In this case we're talking about there was no hole, but you wrote the chaf, such a long chaf, that it touches till the end of the parchment, or you made the nun till the end of the parchment. Okay, it's bent. Shebashito achreina, that are the last line. What you do them shein aruka isumagiach atzef aklas mitchiloso. To begin with, you wrote them in such a way so that the letter reaches on the bottom till the end of the parchment. Then it's psulos. Then it's no good.
Yeah.
Then it's not kosher, because you never had parchment around that place, because it went down all the way to the bottom. However, that can be easy. Those cases can be easily corrected by scraping off some of the length. If he's able to scrape off a little bit at the end of the parchment, and it will still remain the amount that is necessary for the nun and for the lam or the chaf, so that scraping would be okay, would help. Even if you have to write no parsha. Because again, we learned earlier, even though we say that the rewriting has to be done in order, you can't go out of order. So if you had to rewrite a word, you could not do it because the whole portion, because it has been ordered. But if the lacking, the problem is only that it didn't have a parchment, that you can fix later on.
It says here in the English, it says that it wasn't in the proper length.
Yeah.
Right.
So and it doesn't apply like sidra, because to begin with they were not disqualified. Their only problem here that they were lacking being surrounded by the parchment. So that's something that you can fix. When we say that you can't fix things, you can't fix if the letter is wrong. So then you're writing it out of order. But this case is written in order. The only problem is that the parchment wasn't there. That we can get it later on. But the Yeshu Emrim, we have another opinion that Sheima Nekev Memale Kol Hacholo. And if the hole fills the entire hollow area, Afa Pisha Nekev Husamuch Lois Mamish. If we have the hole filling the entire head, the mem similar is psulis. Why kivon she'ein mukaf is gvil betoicham? Because they are not surrounded by gvil on the inside. Ba'afal pishoy mukaf is mitchlos, and even though they were surrounded in the beginning. According to that opinion, it's more stringent. Because the requirement that it has to have gvil, that you need parchment, for the inside is more stringent than for the outside. Because you can't have a letter that doesn't have inside it parchment. If it doesn't have inside it parchment, then the letter would be no good. That's the other opinion.
But if it has a small hole, it can still do it.
But if it doesn't fill the entire hollow area, this is that opinion. Even though the hole is next to the letter, that there is not even a drop of empty parchment between the letter and the letter that's within it. So still, and the letter needs to be surrounded by parchment from all sides. It's still considered as surrounded by parchment, even in the spot where there's the hole. Through the parchment that's in it on the other side of the hole. So as long as that hole doesn't fill the whole thing and you have a little bit,
right.
So in the inside it's all one. Part of it is not, but it's considered that the inside has gvil because of the part of it, there's the hole doesn't fill the whole thing. V'chein im hanekev hu b'miktsas avia oiv. Same thing is
it's outside.
Let me just say first, this is what we just had before. We had in figure 12, if you look over there in the base, that would be that it's total, the hole is full, you see? The letter base.
Yeah.
That means the hole is full over there, there's no parchment at all. So that would be no good. But if you have a little bit of parchment, like in figure 15, I'm not sure why they're jumping over here between the figures over here. You see, if you haven't, you like in figure 15,
you have,
that is okay.
You have part,
even according to this one.
You have part.
Figure 12, in which the hole is totally in the middle of the base.
Yeah.
That's two opinions. One opinion said that was good.
I say no.
And the other opinion, we'll put your opinion after we finish.
Okay. No, because there's no such
book.
A big hole. There's no part.
The other one, there's
right?
No part between the top.
Yeah.
One second.
But there is at the bottom.
There is at the bottom.
Right.
No. Wait. Let's just
okay.
Back up. Figure 12, in which there's a total hole in between the letter. There's nothing right. Inside.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
no good.
That would be two opinions. One opinion, the first opinion you learned said that was okay.
Because
it doesn't matter, since it was
inside
at the beginning, it's okay. It doesn't matter. We're talking about this all happened after the letter was written. We're not talking about it at the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking about after the letter was written. Okay. Now you have a hole in here. So figure 12 where it totally has the hole in there, that would be okay according to the first opinion. Second opinion says no, we need it to be inside. If it has a hole like in figure 12, that wouldn't be good.
15.
But figure 15, even according to the second opinion, would be okay. Why? Because as long as I have inside, part of the inside, which has parchment next to it, it's okay. It doesn't matter whether it's on the top or whether it's on the bottom. That would be okay.
But if you were writing it originally, that would be no good.
That would be no good. In all these cases, it would be no good. Because when you write it, you have to have parchment. You have to have parchment all around.
Okay.
All
right. And then you get old.
I'm thinking about it when you write.
Now, what happens? The chain.
Were the two opinions different rabbis? Or?
Yeah, no, all from the old one. I have to look that up to find the exact names of them. But they brought down the sources. Actually, the Hebrew. The Hebrew will tell you the sources.
The chaimim
hanekev who bemiktsas avia ois sheklap ichutz. If the hole is in the part of the thickness of the letter towards the outside, and part of the thickness which is towards the inside remains intact, Hari hikshayra the mixes of izeh sheklapi toicha, then it becomes kosher through the part of this thickness which is inside it. Shu choshuv mukov gavil al yidei klof hacholok shum tzadish nishal nekim. Over here we're talking about, according to the opinion that needs to have the letter surrounded by parchment even after it's written. We're not going to say that just because it was written and it had Mukav Gavil, that would be okay. So the fact in figure 8 we were talking about earlier, that was going according to the opinion that said that the letter, that's talking about that the letter was still kosher, and the reason we didn't have a problem with that, because that was according to the opinion that says that as long as it was Mukav Gavil, as long as it had parchment, when you wrote it, it's okay. So the only thing what he told you in the figure 8 was that you don't need a specific thickness for the roof, right, of the Dalet, any thickness is enough, and that's why that would be kosher.
Okay.
But now we're going according to the opinion that says that even after the writing, if it should be that there is no parchment left after the writing, it would be no good.
That's a different opinion.
Yes. And now we're going to, that would be no good. But he's saying to you, notwithstanding that it's no good, but if in a case where there is a hole on the top, so part of the top, so it turns out that that part of the letter, according to this opinion, it needs to remain Mukav Gavul all the time, but still, because inside of the letter is Mukav Gavil, for the thickness, is surrounded by parchment, which is on the other side of the neck, that's okay. So that's why the idea over here, we're not trying just to tell you that it's a kosher letter. Of course, that we learned already before.
Right.
But we're trying to say, even though that there is a requirement that it needs to be surrounded by parchment, but according to this opinion, the fact that there's parchment on the inside, you don't need it to be on both sides of the letter.
Okay.
The fact that it's on the inside, that would be okay.
What if you had two holes? Like one of,
I have already a hole in the head from this one hole.
No, wait, we got a hole in the bottom.
Stop it. Oh, I'm not locking cup from one. I don't need a second one. 1 second.
No, like there's a hole on top and a hole in the middle.
Okay.
On the middle.
That's good.
You know, because there's parchment.
Don't talk about two holes. Don't talk about three holes. Let's first figure out with one hole. It'll probably be the same thing. We'll have to figure out.
We have to calculate. Had the same problem.
Let's see what the ruling is. Let's, now he goes in a, okay, let's finish up over here in the parentheses. So it says now, v'chein imanekev, the same would be true if the hole would be cutting up the entire thickness, but in the length up to the left is the number of kosher, which is figure 7, which is, it cuts it off totally, but the dalet has enough length in it that it's still kosher. Then it would be kosher through that shear. That would also be considered surrounded by kevil, through the parchment which is on the bottom of the nekev. And so, because there is underneath, there's a hole, underneath the hole, there is space. So that's still considered for the letter that it's Mukav Gavil. And if from the length of that letter also was left below the Gam L'mat Manekev. In other words, let's say on the other side there is more, like you had a very long head of the Dalet.
Yeah.
So you have a blotch over here in the middle, and then you have going out here in the figure 7, we just have a small space. But what happens if it's stretched out even further? And that is even the size, Gam L'mata Ma'anekev, so there's left over. In other words, not this side, meaning figure 7. Not only was cut off and there's nothing left, but figure 7, it's cut off, but you have a drop on the other side. Ein nifsalos b'kach. And it doesn't make it possible. It becomes kosher through the smooth parchment, which is on the bottom of the dalet. Since that from the hole till the smooth parchment, there's no other letter, is not considered to be an interruption between the letter to the parchment that surrounds it, just as the hole isn't considered a hefsek. But if there is no smooth parchment at all below the neck, then it's possible.